The epistle appointed to be read for this, the 16th Sunday after Pentecost, is taken from the epistle of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brethren, I pray you not to be disheartened at my tribulations for you, for they are your glory. For this reason I bend my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom all fatherhood in heaven and on earth receives its name, that he may grant you from his glorious riches to be strengthened with power through his Spirit unto the progress of the inner man, and to have Christ dwelling through faith in your hearts, so that being rooted and grounded in love, you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and to know Christ's love which surpasses knowledge, in order that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to accomplish all things in a measure far beyond what we ask or conceive, in keeping with the power that is at work in us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus, down through all the ages of time without end. Amen. And the Holy Gospel is taken from St. Luke. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, when Jesus entered the house of one of the rulers of the Pharisees on the Sabbath to take food, they watched him. And behold, there was a certain man before him who had the dropsy. And Jesus asked the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, "Is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath?" But they remained silent. And he took and healed him and let him go. Then addressing them, he said, "Which of you shall have an ass or an ox fall into a pit and will not immediately draw him up on the Sabbath?" And they could give him no answer to these things. But he also spoke a parable to those invited, observing how they were choosing the first places at table. And he said to them, "When thou art invited to a wedding feast, do not recline in the first place, lest perhaps one more distinguished than thou have been invited by him, and he who invited thee and him come and say to thee, 'Make room for this man,' and then thou begin with shame to take the last place. But when thou art invited, go and incline in the last place, that when he who invited thee comes in, may say to thee, 'Friend, go up higher.' Then thou wilt be honored in the presence of all who are at the table with thee. For everyone who exalts himself shall be humbled, and he who humbles himself shall be exalted." Thus for this Sunday's Holy Gospel. My beloved people, there is really nothing in today's bulletin, please, you'll notice the reason why it is so abbreviated today is because we printed it much earlier for fear lest the power would go off. So we didn't take the time to do what was necessary to have a complete bulletin today. So that is why it is so abbreviated. I also point out to you not to have any apprehensions about the St. Benedict window in the back of the church over the high altar in the front of the church. Nothing is wrong with it. It's still just simply a piece of wood in protection of it because of the storm. We haven't taken it down as of yet. This morning, we're going to follow a different path. I am not going to spend much time here at the pulpit, but instead, we are going to recite 3 decades of the Rosary together, all of us. During this past week, We went through something that was really fearful. And literally millions of people ran in fear and in fright and in trembling. And really, for the first time for most of us up in this area of the world, this was a rather new experience, and we were scared. We were truly frightened. I was. We pray for trust, and we speak of trust in God, and we do have trust in God. But sometimes we also are scared and frightened, as certainly we were during this past week. But you want to know something, my beloved people? Here, and it has in every report that I have so far, or we have so far received here, not one single solitary person, a house, or anything that belonged to any of our people, wherever located, and you know that they are located as far as in the upper parts of Florida, Mississippi, wherever, not one has reported damage, except one, and the damage there was very, very minor. Here, all we had was just to run for a few buckets in a couple of two or three places to catch the dripping water. That's all the damage that we had. God was good. God is good to those who believe, who love, who trust, and who adore. We fled from a hurricane that, to all intents and purposes, was a terrible thing. We fled from its physical possibilities of damage and destruction and death and injury. We fled in panic. Millions, literally, of people left home and fled. This morning, our rosary is going to be twofold. First, we're going to be thankful to Almighty God for what He has given to us in protection. And secondly, in petition to Almighty God, that He will teach us in particular, and teach all others as well, that there is another hurricane that is far worse which makes this hurricane that we had this past week in importance, of no greater importance than one grain of sand on the seashore. And that's the importance of the salvation of my own personal, individual soul. Isn't it interesting that we do not flee from spiritual danger, proportionately speaking, that we fled during this past week from physical danger? My beloved people, it is time for us to put first things first and do what is demanded of us, everyone, for the salvation of our immortal souls. If we were afraid, if we ran in fear and trembling when that wind appeared last week and all the trees were bending in every possible direction imaginable, the rain was so dreadfully driven that it literally came through the walls in this church. Didn't hurt anything, but that's how powerful it was. And we saw things shake. We felt things shake. Why aren't we as concerned about the things concerning our immortal souls, and that we take them as a matter of course and say, oh, well, you know, rather casual, academically, oh, you know, yes, 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 we know, yes, 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 this, yes, 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 that. If we shook, in the presence of the wind, what in heaven's name do you think we are going to be doing when we are in the presence of Him who made the wind? Let us pray the rosary.